You are listening to Dare Daily, episode 5. Welcome to Dare Daily. I'm your host, Sylvia Jagler. The Dare Daily podcast is designed to inspire, motivate and support you to create in life, work and relationships whatever you crave for. Welcome! How have you been doing? Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am beyond excited to share the interview with Lee. We talk about being at peace with yourself, how to actually connect, and what to do when you face or go through a meltdown, and why you should stay on an escalator. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to our Dare Daily podcast. I am beyond excited to have here today Lee from Sydney. For all of you who don't know her, I will just shortly go for an introduction. Lee is a leadership coach, accredited journey practitioner, and a founder of Sensual Woman, a movement created to help women feel confident without having to fake it and play a bigger game in life. Despite being a published journalist since age 16 and obtaining a master's in journalism, she realized later in life that her true passion is to help women. She now works spreading her message globally through live workshops, coaching women one-on-one, and by supporting her community on social media. Thank you so, so much for being here. I am delighted to talk with you today. Lee and myself, we know each other for a longer time.
Yeah, hi everyone. So happy to be here.
Thank you so much. And so I would like really to start and dive into Sensual Woman. Tell us more about Sensual Woman, because I got for you, by the way, here some bling bling, only for you, my outfit.
Nice.
Sensual, how do I feel sensual, as you know, as a woman? Tell us more about the idea behind, but also your experience with the ladies in your face-to-face workshops in Sydney.
Sure. So welcome everyone, and hi from me as well. I always say being sensual is not about lipstick, so I'm not wearing a lipstick today. But yeah, so the truth is, sensual, what is being sensual? So I always say it's like being at peace with yourself, mm-hmm. being at peace with your sensuality. And there's also the truth is that when I came up with that name, Sensual Woman, I literally didn't have even a business. I wasn't coaching women. I was sitting in a cafe and I was playing around, like if I one day, when or if I'm going to have a business, how I'm going to call it, because I knew that I would love to help women. And I was literally playing around with different names and I liked the combination that I came up with, Zen and Sensual. So I was like, Sensual. By the way, I'm still having troubles pronouncing it. It's my Estonian accent. But yeah, and I was like, okay, Sensual Woman. And I really like it because, like I said, I feel it describes being at peace with yourself. Mm-hmm. And being authentic. So that's what Sensual Woman really is about. And I'm doing, one-on-one coaching. I'm also organizing workshops in Sydney, and I'm super passionate about women's circles. So women's circles are like where women come together and there's a really deep connection that happens. And I'm doing them on a monthly basis. Yeah.
And how do you create the space for yourself really to be sensual throughout the day, like being in peace and but also being authentic throughout the day? Because I think this is what most of us struggle with, to be really authentic on a daily basis.
Yeah. So I would say for me personally, it's about checking in every now and then with myself and really, how am I really feeling? Asking from myself, like, and being very, very honest with yourself, because it's so easy to even lie to ourselves or trying to be someone else. So I think when I look back, like, I would say in many ways I've been a very open person, and I've always shared a lot about my life, and it feels like it's, you know, it comes naturally to me. But there was also a time when I was always that happy-go-lucky girl, but inside I felt really empty. So that's, I would call it definitely not being authentic and being scared to show the real you to the world, because maybe people don't like you, or maybe, yeah. So I would say that it's really about starting with being very honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. When you start being honest with yourself, and you might realize all the things you don't like about yourself, or you don't even know who you are, because when we are working quite a lot throughout the day, we are supposed to be the mother, the sister, the girlfriend, and a lot of roles throughout the day are basically ours. So how do we know how to connect it with, how to get connected with our true self?
Yeah. First of all, I've had a really, really intense journey of really connecting with myself. So there was a time when I really had to face my fears. I had to be very honest with myself. What is working for me? What is not working? Where am I still lying to myself? Where I'm still trying to people please, putting up with other people's needs too much. But I would also be lying if I would say, and then the journey ended. You know, I think it's an ongoing journey. And it is, I would lie if I say that I know every day how to connect with myself. Of course, I don't know. Also, when we are in a relationship, it's so easy to start compromising. So I do feel every relationship needs little compromise. It's not about those big things or big values. You should never compromise those big values, but small things. And there comes a point when you're like, oh, actually, what is it what I want? So I think it's very, very important to keep asking every day, what is it? Is it what I really want? Is it really serving me? And connecting with myself, I think for me personally, and that's what I've seen with other women as well that I've worked with, it's so important to sit in stillness. That's where we really connect with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if it's, I don't know, meditation, everybody knows meditating, how many of us are really doing it, or just ticking off meditation, can be dancing, something that helps you to get into that flow where you feel your body. Because we are very mind-based. And mind is that place where all the fears are coming, and we're trying to control our lives. But when we connect with our bodies, we naturally connect with our heart as well. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's definitely one of those things, how we can change it.
Yeah, so the disconnection with our bodies is kind of like, because we are all in our heads, and this is not... really bad when you are still able to get connected with your body. And I was talking this year at the beginning of the year with a woman, and she told me that she had two meltdowns, so like your body just really shut down, and she didn't really even realize it because she was pushing herself really to move on and do her work, and she's been an entrepreneur by herself. So like, you know, I'm the income. So when I'm not working, don't have any income. And at the end, it was, of course, like even harder for her to catch up on her daily basis and to do all the things. So how would you say can people throughout their daily life really do something to connect with their body and with their heart at the end?
I'd say it starts from, how do you wake up in the morning? Do we rush out of our bed already feeling like the tiger is chasing us? Or do we take that moment, even if it's just 5 minutes, even if it's just a minute? It's like, hello, feel positive. Like I start every morning with a meditation. Mm-hmm. And I share with you, like people didn't listen to that before, but I share with you how about 3 months ago, burnout is not a right word for that, but maybe a meltdown. And I had to really look at my life, how I'm living my life, and what is working, what is not working. And I realized that slowing down is like super important for me, and finding that inner stillness. So I started with a morning meditation, and I started with a 30-minute meditation every morning.
Wow.
And now I've done it 90 days in a row, and I'm it was non-negotiable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really started to see the results. So it starts from that, how do you start your morning? If you don't want to do that 30-minute meditation, all right, don't do that. But have a moment when you really set an intention for the day. Like, how's your day going to be? And then when you're working and we are busy, even like standing up every now and then, stretching your body, like things like that. You don't need to go and meditate in the corner every half an hour. You can just stretch your body or listen to your body. Ask right questions. How do I feel right now, for example? So very simple things like that.
Like, for example, if you would tell me back in my busy Munich lifestyle and like starting really rushing out of the bed and all the things, like having my phone next to my ear, being online all the time, kind of like when someone would tell me, yeah, just be still. So what happened when I just started really to still sit down, it was like my head explodes. Really, it was like almost hurting me, and I said, oh my god, I just need to start, go and move on and all the things. So how can we really, how can I say it, and really to, because we tell ourselves a lot of bullshit throughout the day, and really, yeah, we tend to push all the things away are might really good for us, or which are might important for our health, the physical and the mental. So how is, you know, really keeping yourself on a high level while sharing, especially your energy in the circles, for example, and being, you know, online and as an online entrepreneur, all the things are kind of like going all over the place. How do you keep your cup full throughout the day and your things together?
Well, that's a good question. I think there are days when I fail to do that. You know, there are days when you feel lower energy, but doing the job that I'm doing, it is so important to put myself first. And we all know that. We've all heard that. Put yourself first.
Yes.
And I have to say that I personally think that I'm doing pretty well putting myself first. And what does it mean? If I can choose to, I have two things to do. Have shower, put on makeup, or clean my house. I have no doubt what I'm going to do first. I'm going to have shower and put on makeup. And if I have time, I'll clean up the house. This is non-negotiable for me.
Mm.
Of course, there are moments in your life when, like being a mother to a newborn baby, there are moments when you can't put yourself first.
Yes.
100%. But it is all a decision we make. We all talk about, but I can't do this because I have to do this. First of all, ask from yourself, what are those tasks that you're doing, for example? Is it possible to take something off your plate? Because we are very good at saying yes to things, but not so good saying no. So in many ways, like become that no person, you know, like, have a look at don't take every project and every opportunity if it doesn't feel aligned with your values, or if it doesn't feel that this is the right fit for you right now, say no.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it starts from that there as well.
And it was just,
I don't know if I replied to that question actually.
Yes, thank you so much. And I was just watching your video yesterday about how we tell ourselves that, for example, our mental health is important for us, but instead of investing in a circle or in a running group or in a yoga class or whatever, we go for the after work drinks and pay them. How to really get clarity?
This is a topic I feel very passionate about. It's a topic that frustrates me often. Because I see, that's the thing, people go for the quick fix, right? People want that instant gratification. We want it now. I want it now, right? And we need to start thinking long term as well. It's about, yes, living in the present moment, but it's about thinking, how does it serve me in long term? So for example, if you want to lose weight, you need to, there are no quick fixes. You need to work out and eat healthier, easy, right? I used to be one of those people. I went to the gym like a week and I was like, this is not working for me because I don't see any results, you know? So very impatient. And you need to start, it's the same thing. Like, will I buy those shoes that make me feel good for one, just for a couple of days or for that party I need it for? Or will I choose, let's say I sign up for a yoga membership, but that would really heal my insecurities. And this is the topic that I feel so passionate about. How do you have clarity? I think it starts from that decision. What is it that you want? What is it that truly makes you happy? Mm-hmm. It's again, right, asking right questions from yourself. Those shoes, are they going to make me happy for next 3 years, you know, or something else will?
So what I realized, because we compare each other most of the time. We are influenced by, oh, she got this and this looks like good. Oh, yeah, maybe I'm going to try this as well. And all the things. So in order to be really able, maybe just really shut down your phone for one day and, you know, don't check social media or your friends or whatever. And to have really the time to really feel inside of yourself by yourself. Or even the circles when you sit with women together and you create the space to open your heart and connect deeply with yourself, even though there are people around you, it helps you to see what I really want. So this is like the first step. And when you are creating all the place and spaces for the woman, especially when it comes to their ego, I call it my inner bitch.
Yeah, my inner bitch, absolutely. That's what it is.
And I like her. We are friends. This has been, by the way, my long, long, long journey with my ego. So when once you've realized that maybe because just to go back to the one idea, you know that you want to prioritize mental health, but you go for the drinks after work. So this is basically your ego, your inner bitch, is going to beat you up every single day. So in order to be really able to go to the real source and move on to do what you want, how do you work with your inner bitch, with your ego, in order to really have the inner peace? Because this is the beginning of your inner peace from my point of view.
I think in many ways you already said it, because first of all, understanding that this inner bitch is not going anywhere. Like, everyone has an ego and we can't get rid of it. You know, some people can call it like an inner critic or whatever. It's always going to be there. And it has a purpose as well. It has a purpose. It's always trying to keep you safe. So accepting that and becoming aware of that inner bitch and understanding when is that inner bitch talking and when is that real you talking. And I think there are a few things that you could understand. Like, inner bitch is always using words like you shouldn't, you should. You know, it's very... it's more fear-based, it's more fear-driven. But the real you is the one who is more loving, is more kind, is even the way she speaks is different. And I like that you name it an inner bitch. So what I did with some of my clients, actually, we found a name for them. Yes. So let's say Mary, right? Sorry, Mary, if there are any Marys listening, sorry, just, you know, just a random name.
Yeah, it makes it easier to understand that this is not you.
Exactly. So name it differently and give it a name. And when it shows up, it's like, oh, hi, like, it's you here. Like, thanks for showing up. But, you know, I'm fine. Like, thanks. Like, take a back seat, bitch. So I think that helps a lot. And awareness with ego, it really is about awareness. Becoming aware is like, okay, this is the ego trap here. This is the pattern that is playing out. And then you have a choice. Am I going to engage with it or am I going to do something else? I think that's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it works for me.
Perfect.
And for my clients. Yeah.
What would you say nowadays for women is the most important thing just to really create the awareness?
Yeah.
So did you have any kind of meltdown by yourself throughout your entrepreneurship? Because when you work for yourself, you don't even have the office and the working hours, but you work for yourself at home.
It is fucking hard. I'm sorry. Sorry for my language, but that's how it is. It is not easy. Also, before I started my own business, I was already working from home. I was working for a company, but working from home. So I really set like rules for myself, like how to work from home. But that's another topic. But what I would say, having a meltdown, that's so common because there's so much pressure. We have such big expectations. And my advice is really to forgive yourself for not being perfect, for really not, like, there are things that we just can't do, and that's fine. So for me personally, like I shared before, like about 3-4 months ago, I had quite a meltdown where also my physical health suffered, which was a big surprise for me, as I'm quite a healthy person, you know, hardly have a flu or anything. And I developed quite a bad iron deficiency. And the thing with this is that it really, really screws up your emotional state as well. And I had to just really become super honest with myself, what is working and what is not working. And getting rid of the pressure. And I can say, I'm not gonna lie, this hasn't been the best year of my life. 2018 hasn't been the best year of my life. But you always have a choice to choose how you're gonna feel. Even though your external world is not perfect, you can still decide how you're gonna feel about it. And how I personally do it, even when I have a day when I feel like, you know what, I just want to stay in bed today, I tell myself, this is normal in life. You're going through that low moment. This is so necessary for growth. It's the same like four seasons. After the snow starts melting, there's spring, there's summer, depends on which part of the world you live, but you know. And this is normal, like giving yourself some space to go through that and not beating yourself up because of that.
Yeah, because especially when you look on Instagram or wherever, you just look around, it seems like the high vibe tribe, all the things.
Yes.
Like we are 24/7 just like that. And yeah. I'm talking now here with you, but I have actually most of the parts of my day, I really prefer to not to talk. So I'm an outspoken introvert. It took me over like 20 years to get it, because when you're an introvert and you speak so much and you really lose so much energy and you feel drained and exhausted pretty fast. So to realize what is really good for you, even though I love to be surrounded by people, was one of my really huge keys and wins. But what kind of advices do you have for women when they are really realizing, I am just really feeling that I'm actually either in a meltdown, like really anxious. And I really want to say that this is nothing what we have to be ashamed of. This is very, very important to know that all of us have it or had it at some point. I mean, really, this is nothing what is something bad. It's actually the place where we can grow. Just to make sure to realize it. And then once you realize it, that it's like your health, do you have any really clear steps, advices, step by step, what could a woman do in order to really help herself?
So of course, and this is so important, there's nothing wrong with it. And you know, I just want to say that it's so important, because we look at Instagram accounts, we look at Facebook, and everyone's lives are perfect. This is far from truth. Every single person is going through some kind of struggle. And if this person is not going through a struggle right now, she or he will be. It's impossible. Life is like it is. So try not to compare yourself. I know we will always compare ourselves with others to some extent, but just remind yourself that this is your journey and this has nothing to do with others. But talking about clear steps, of course, everyone has a different journey, but what I can share is what really worked for me, and really quickly, actually. I was so surprised how quickly I started feeling better when I was going through my meltdown. And one of the things was that my new motto was about slowing down. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a paradox, because when we think we slow down, we get less done. It's the other way around.
Yes.
Because what happened in my anxiety, in my fast-paced world, I started rushing everywhere. I call it like a headless chicken, right? There was not much focus. So it was really about like slowing down. And for me personally, it meant even like just standing on a escalator, because I'm one of those people who's like always on the go. I'm like, just stay still right now and breathe. Wow, that's a new experience, you know. So that's again, and I really did it. And, you know, I still remind myself to do it every now and then, because I was the person who said, life is too short to stand on an escalator. Mm. So, you know, other thing is starting my day right. Like I said, every day I was meditating in the morning. And if it's just a guided meditation, if it's a music that calms you down, whatever it is for you, that's fine. Or watching the waves, or if you're living by the beach, oh my God, dream come true. Breathing is one of the most underrated, like, exercise, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, breathing.
Yeah. Super important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when we are going through that stress and anxiety, we forget to breathe. We breathe superficially. So breathing, super, super important. Again, this is something you don't need to take time for. You can work and just be conscious of your breathing. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I feel even when I breathe more, like now more consciously, you're more grounded. It's very different.
Yeah, most people, they don't breathe correctly, especially women, because of the flat belly. Like you said, superficial, just really deep down to the belly. Mm-hmm. So that's the third one.
So health, I made my health a priority. And what I mean by priority is like, it's really a priority. So everything else can wait, but you really need to make sure you eat well. You get your vitamins, because like I said, I had iron deficiency, so I really had to change that. I have to say though, right now I'm a little bit back to like, you know, eating too much ice cream and stuff like that. So, definitely getting enough sleep, you know, all those things that we know what to do, but why don't you do that then? That's, mm-hmm. you know, that's another question. So that's the fourth one. Mm-hmm. So, and the fifth one, like I already mentioned, is actually that taking less on board, but achieving more. Mm-hmm. So again, this paradox of focusing on, instead of having like five projects on the go, focus on one or two mm-hmm. and doing them well.
So they are even saying no to some things, right?
Exactly.
So, I got, for example, yesterday, a lot of invitations for the next 2 days. And I just thought, oh my God, I'm in Europe, like, you know, I love all of them. But again, like really to respect, first of all, set my own boundaries and respect them would be actually, okay. So all of them, the first one would be slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe just to stand while everyone is running.
Yeah. Okay. Stand on an escalator.
Yeah. And by the way, this interruption, when you are doing something what is not usual for you, it interrupts your thought pattern. So it is a really good meditative approach and focus in that as well.
Absolutely.
So slow down, meditation.
Morning meditation. Yeah. Breathing.
The breathing techniques, just really consciously throughout the day. And as a yoga teacher, I would really suggest to implement it as a habit. It will become a habit when you really, no matter where you are, just breathe deep down into your stomach, exhalation, inhalation, stomach big, exhalation, stomach small. What one was?
Health as a priority.
Create the priority as a health. Mm-hmm. And I would also, like you said, you love ice, you know, when it's summertime. I think some pleasure food, I've learned it actually in another course, and she calls it Susan, and she calls it pleasure food. Now, even if it seems like the food is not the healthiest because it's not an apple or something, you will be still happy and, you know, not unhealthy when
absolutely
you eat pleasure. And so even I would even implement it, especially when you are a sweetie one or whatever, you know. Yeah. And the fifth one would be?
Take less on board, but achieve more.
Take less on board. And
so focus, basically. Yeah. I would add a sixth one, actually. I would also say that the best would be to fall asleep with meditation or some slow music or something like that, because that will change the quality of your sleep.
Yeah,
as well.
You know Ariane Huffington? So she actually published no phone in the bedroom.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
What do you dare daily?
Oh, what do I dare daily? I dare daily to have cold shower in the morning.
Really?
But yeah, but I have to say that not every day. Maybe 3 times a week. And I really love cold showers in general. I have done some swimming in the ice soul as well. So, but dare daily. I dare daily to show up as myself. I would say really being authentic. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story authentically. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much for sharing and for all the advices. We are all different, so it's just not not about preaching anything, but more inspiring and really inspiring to try something and motivate to really know that everything is possible. There is nothing where you cannot get out of it. And in fact, there is nothing what will stay forever. So,
oh, absolutely. That's the beauty of life, actually. When you're going through good things, like, hold on, it's not going to last forever. Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time, beautiful soul.
I loved having this chat.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Same here.
And where can all the ladies and men or all the listeners find you? Where would you be online available? And
yeah,
of course, but
So my favorite platform is Instagram these days. So my Instagram handle is Lyaunapu, which is Lyaunapu. And also, yeah, perfect. And also I have a closed Facebook group, which is called Zen Shua Woman. So
can
you
I
will add those.
Love, yeah. All the
oh.
the lives are from the heart.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much. Yeah. And yeah, please, whoever is interested to know more what I'm doing, you have any feedback, questions, I'm always happy to hear from people. So,
you can so I will share all the links below our interview. And yeah, always happy to get in touch. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
Woohoo!